Test 72, Section 3, Question 3. Now, here we are looking for which one expresses the conclusion drawn in the owner's argument. So we want the conclusion. So the owner says, the newspaper reporter who panned my restaurant acknowledges having no special expertise about food and its preparation. So the reporter who panned it said, hey, I don't have any special expertise about food. His previous job was a political reporter. He is a good writer, but he is not a true restaurant critic. Okay, so he's a good writer and restaurant critic. A newspaper would never call someone a drama critic who had no special training in theater. Basically, the conclusion of this argument is that this newspaper reporter was basically uninformed about food and its preparation. So, and it's important that we say the argument never goes so far as to say that therefore his report is invalid. It's just saying, look, he doesn't have any special expertise in this area. Okay, so a newspaper reporter who panned it acknowledges having no special expertise. Maybe it's good enough. Previous job of newspaper reporter who panned it was a political reporter. That wasn't the main conclusion that they're trying to prove. The newspaper reporter who panned the restaurant is a good writer. Again, that's a statement that's made, but that's not the main point. Reporter who panned the restaurant is not a true restaurant critic. Maybe. That seems like a pretty good one. And then newspaper would never call someone a drama critic who had no special training. Well, if we look at those, and this is one where sometimes this will happen where you may have two that you're debating between. We go back to the passage. It says he admits or acknowledges having no special expertise. Previous job was political writer. He is a good writer, but he is not a true restaurant critic. A newspaper would never call someone a drama critic who had no special training. It really is all pointing towards the idea that he is not a true restaurant critic. He admits it. He doesn't have the background for it. And so therefore, you wouldn't call it a true critic. And so in this case, the statement that he acknowledges having no expertise is evidence towards he is not a true restaurant critic. And therefore, answer choice D is our best one that captures the full conclusion of the argument. So we take that and go.